Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Claudia Sierra.
What are you in relationship to me?
I am your mom.
Okay. We're gonna interview you.
Alright.
How old are you? Or would you not like to answer?
I was born in 1967, so you can figure it out.
Okay. My name is Carlos Sierra. We're recording in my house in Oak Brook, Illinois. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
A person who had a big influence in my life was my mom, so your grandma, because she was a hardworking mom, and after having so many kids, she was really strong and patient with raising her kids, and now give us a very good satisfaction with our lives now.
How many kids did she have?
She had 10 kids, 5 boys and 5 girls. And I'm the youngest.
Okay.
So I think that's a role model for me, because it was not easy to raise a big family in Mexico.
Yes. What part of Mexico are you from?
I am from a town called Saltillo, Coahuila, in Mexico. It's about 4 hours south from the border with Texas.
Cool. Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories were when my two kids were born. First, my daughter, 20 years ago, and then my youngest, which is my son, Carlos, almost 18 years ago. And it was a great feeling to see their cute faces at the hospital. It was a really great moment of happiness.
What did you like to do when you were younger?
I like to go to school because I saw my friends, and also I like to do sports like track and field, and I also met a lot of good friends from other different schools, so the sports was one of the great memories that I have in grade school.
Did you go to college in Mexico?
Yes, I went to a university in my hometown, Saltillo. It is called University of Autónoma del Noreste. And I studied business administration a few years ago. And then I had to work in my hometown right after graduation. And I really liked that, doing that, because I applied all the knowledge that I learned during all the years in school and in college.
What do you do now?
Right now that my kids are already older, I'm working in a preschool, teaching preschool kids, and I really enjoy having that moment with little kids and seeing their achievements and seeing them growing and see how time goes so fast. And I really like teaching that age, 2-3-year-old kids at a preschool in Hinsdale. And I've been teaching there like around 9 years. So I'm really happy with what I'm doing.
How come you came to the United States?
So my husband, your dad, after he finished his master's degree, he got a job. And then 2 years later or 3 years later, we got married and moved to California. And then that's what we moved to United States. And after living there 2 years, he was transferred to Pennsylvania in a small town called Indiana. He worked there for 2 years. And then he was offered a job in Chicago. So, and then we moved to here to Chicago area in 1998. And your sister was 4 months old. So, and then since then we've been living in the Chicago area. I really like it.
Do you ever wish you stayed in Mexico?
On one hand, I would like to have lived in Mexico 2 years ago because of our families are there. On the other hand, I really like living here in the United States because that was a good way to keep practicing and learning more my English as a second language. And also, I like the idea of meeting new people, and the good thing is we could go back and forth to Mexico, which is not that far, just 4 hours in a flight, so it's not that bad. So I really enjoy being in the United States.
What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
My proudest of it's seeing my kids growing up and doing really good or well at school. And now that our daughter is in college, it makes me really proud that she's achieving what she's looking for, having a career in the future. And my son now is almost to graduate from high school, and he's going to follow a big step in his life. So that makes me proud to see how well they are doing in their lives.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Probably I would like to go to somewhere in Asia because it's really far and probably it's not that easy to go there. If I had the opportunity, I would like to go to Thailand or maybe China and get to know another culture and get to know other people too, and feel the experience of being there probably for 2 weeks and then move to another country in Asia and then get to know more cultures.
Did you have any pets when you grew up?
Yes, I had a cat for a few years since it was a kitten, and then it lasted probably around 8 years old, and then I had another cat. I like Siamese cats because they are really lovable and cute. And every time when I came back from school, the kitty or the cat was coming to my bedroom, and it felt like it was nice to have a company like my cat. And also I had two big dogs in the backyard, but they were really nice dogs because even though they were big in size, they were really calm and nice and obedient.
What music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to all kinds of music except heavy rock, but I like pop music and some soft rock and roll. Like probably Elvis Presley's type of music. And also I like to listen to ABBA or the Bee Gees. Even though I'm not really like to dance a lot, but listening to music is really my passion.
What's your favorite kind of food?
I like all kinds of food. I like Indian food, Mexican food, of course, a little bit of spicy food, oriental food like sushi. What else? Chinese food. Fish.
Like specifically, what's your favorite food?
Well, I like enchiladas, which is a rolled taco filled with either chicken or beef, covered with salsa and cream, and some a little bit of shredded cheese, with some beans on the side, and Mexican rice on one side too. Yeah, I really like that dish.
What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is during Christmas time, because it's when we get to go to Mexico on our Christmas break and see my mom, my brothers and sisters, and also to be there for a few days in the city where I was born, and see my cousins too that I haven't seen in a while. So we get to plan a reunion every year when we go, try to see him once, at least once a year. And during Christmas time is when it's really when all the whole family get together, most of them.
What religion are you?
I am a Catholic. I go to church every Sunday, or when there is a holiday like Christmas or Thanksgiving, I go to Mass.
Did you have any heroes when you were a child?
No, not really. I was just thinking of someone who probably inspired me, like my grandparents, and then I consider them like my heroes because also they were really hard worker people, both of them, my grandparents, on my, well, both sides, and my dad's side and my mom's side, because they really were working so hard, having a ranch, and then they were coming back and forth almost every day. So for them, it was not that easy doing that for so many years. And then until they were getting older and older, they still were really hard workers. So I think, yeah, that makes me, like, heroes work really hard and put sacrifices ahead of them to make other people proud and feel well and good.
Let's see. What was your favorite subject in high school, or in grade school, or whenever?
Well, in grade school, my favorite subject was science, because every time when we had the class, we did experiments, and I like to try to do new things, or working on papers like what we thought was gonna be happening, like the hypothesis, and everybody was guessing. And then at the end, when we did the experiment, then we got the results, and I almost got the answers correct. So it was a really nice subject. In high school, I liked math because during the probably the second year in high school, it was easy for me. But then at the last year, it was getting harder and harder, and then I just didn't like it that much.
What was your worst subject?
But a subject that I didn't like, or like I didn't do well?
Both.
Let's see. Well, even though I liked math and the last year in high school, I did like so-so, and then I didn't like it too much because it was getting harder and harder. But probably, even though I liked it at the beginning, like a few years earlier, and then at the end, I kind of like, it was more difficult for me to understand some of the math problems. I didn't like to keep continuing with the math, even though I know it helped me a lot during for my career.
Did you ever get in trouble when you were in school?
Well, one time when I was in third grade, we went to there was a festival at school on a Sunday. And then my twin sister and I, along with two friends, saw the open window of the classroom. The festival was at school. So there was going to be a movie in the theater at school. We had a small theater there. And then we saw the window of our classroom was open. And then we were probably 9 years old, and then we asked ourselves, oh, the window by our classroom is a little bit open. What if we just get inside and, I don't know, let's like just clean the classroom. And then we got inside, we climbed up the through the window, and then we just kind of like clean up the classroom and then just do probably writing stuff on the blackboard. And then from far I saw one of the other grade teachers saw us inside the classroom, and then just by looking at her look I thought like we got in trouble. So by the time when she left probably to tell the principal, we just got out of the classroom, afraid of what was going to happen. And then probably 10, 15 minutes later, the principal get in touch with us and then asked us what were we doing inside the classroom. And then we truly said that we saw the window open. We just were just trying to clean up the classroom and just kill timing while the movie was ready in the theater or the play. And they were hesitant and then doing like, oh, are they telling the truth or not? But we were telling the truth. So our punishment was to cancel or not to go to the play. So, and that's the only trouble that I remember that I got into. It was like an innocent trouble without doing it on purpose. But I remember that still. So, but it was a good experience not to do it anything like that again.
What did you and your friends like to do, like, outside of school?
We were taking extra curriculum classes, like, in this case, English, on an English institute in our hometown. So every time we took a class together, two or three of our friends, so I met them at the institute. we had a class, and right after there was a tiny small coffee shop. So we just hung up there and then talk for a little bit. And then that was twice a week. So it was really nice to see my friends too there from my school and from other schools too. Kind of like a quick social meeting twice a week. And then I came back home from the class and then did my homework. So I really liked doing that. And also I did gymnastics twice a week too. I really liked doing that sport because I was really good doing that. And every time when I watch a sport and gymnastics on TV, I got really excited. And so I was trying to improve some of the exercise every time when I went to my gymnastics class.
Do you still talk to your friends?
I still talk to probably four or five friends from grade school that were not in my gymnastics class or my English class, but from grade school. So I know them. I've known them from probably first, second grade. And every time when I go back to Mexico and for vacation, I contact them and then try to see them every time when I go there for either a brunch or a small snack in the afternoon. But definitely I've been in touch with them via WhatsApp or on the emails. But when I see them every time when I go to Mexico, I really get excited, and then we get updates on how we are doing in our lives.
How would you say that the world is different now compared to when it was, like, when you were younger?
Well, I see there is a big difference because back then we didn't have the technology like we have right now. Back then, I guess there were less risks or danger in our country or in other countries, or maybe because we were not aware of what was happening around the world, like violence or any other happenings around the world. And right now, it gets easier to update us with information of what is happening around the world. Because with the internet or cell phones and the technology, I like it because we get the news like right away. But I don't like it too much because it's also sources or the media where a lot of people get into probably profiles and probably get into people's intimate life more than what is happening around the world. Now with the internet, people now are, bad people are trying to get into everybody's profiles and probably we are probably bad influence on people, but also it's also a good influence because we're learning more about what is happening around us. So it's a big difference now, like with the technology.
How do you think Mexico has changed since you were younger?
Probably because now I'm thinking mostly with the drugs and violence that is happening now around the world. Now Mexico has more evidence or violence in the borders, because now for people, bad people are trying to get easy ways to transport or import or export drugs between countries in Mexico, either to the South, to South America, or into the United States or anywhere else. So I think now violence is much more seen in the states, in the North States in Mexico. Before, probably there were more discretion on what was happening, but now the drug dealers are more evident, or they don't care like if they are seen or not, because they now think they have the power, so nobody can do anything to them. So I see more evidence or more exposure of the danger in Mexico. Now, like in big cities everywhere, not just in Mexico, gangs and drug dealers are getting more territorial everywhere. But in Mexico, it's very obvious that we're seeing that more and more. So hopefully the government is going to be prepared or taking action on how to prevent that, or at least to slow down the speed of spreading the drug dealers to go any further.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No, thank God. Nothing. I've been lucky. So and now that I'm getting older, so I'm just really going to be to need more careful. So probably because of the gymnastics experience, and also now I'm doing a lot of stretching. So that helped me a lot, even though I have felt sometimes in the by some of the stairs, small stairs at work. So I've been lucky not to break a bone, but at least probably it's a little bit like a painful moment at that moment because I twisted my ankle, but just probably because of the stretching that I did, it was not a big consequence.
What do you like to watch on TV?
The good thing now, I like to watch Mexican soap operas and also suspense or drama movies, or a lot of the natural documentals about animals or landscapes. So I like watching those shows. If I'm at work, then I just record those shows and then watch them the next day or whenever I have time. So I really like especially the Mexican soap operas.
Let's see. How would you describe yourself as a person?
I describe myself as a person a little bit shy. I always consider myself shy since I was a kid. And then after growing up, even I had my friends, some of them were very, very, very open-minded. I still kept my being shy. But being with them helped me to be a little bit more open. And I am very patient sometimes. And I like to be busy. And now that I'm working in a preschool, I really enjoy being around kids. And I love what I'm doing, and also I love being with my family going for on a vacation or even just being home. I liked being home too, or sometimes on weekends, doing gardening or any cooking, or just being with the family in the living room watching a movie, or just like nice quiet space.
Is there any advice you would like to give me or anything like that?
Well, I would like to say that life, when through the years now, from now on, are going to get probably easier or harder. It depends on the circumstances. But just when you think that you cannot do something because you think, oh, it's gonna be difficult. So try just to change the perspective or that situation and think positive and think that if you're struggling with something that you think you were not going to achieve, just think, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna keep pursuing what I feel that I'm gonna do. So try just think positive, even though there are obstacles or bad moments where you think you cannot do it. Just think positive, and no matter when, so that you are gonna get the goal. And think especially that you have family, friends around you to support you and whatever your decisions or path you are going to follow, and we could be the guide that you need, but the only person that knows how to pursue something is yourself, and but with the support of your family and your friends. Just be positive, patient, and pursue what you really want to be in your life, as that's knowing that it's going to be good for you. So just set a goal and try to reach that goal in a positive and in a great way, even though there are obstacles or difficulties. Just try to keep pursuing that goal.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.